Lafnan hey Amad Aleph, my love, the Rebbe Savar Mishum Avir, goes roll out. That's what the Gzira that they made. Vilachokh over here, Kevin the Nichnas Ba'avir Milomilo, or Kevin the Nichnas Avir Milomilo, Hashem Psuchin, it's the gears that change. Since the ear is entering the box when it's walls open, Oder Psachim, or through doors, Havitamid is going to be Tamashir Nichnas Avir Erzam, because he's entered the ears of Chutzlarts. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda suffer mishum gusha, below mishum avir, not because of the ear, became into kakrais and shade the table of migdal mafsik benil ben gusha. And since the land, the base, the bottom of the box is separating between him and the earth of the chutzarts, havitar. Therefore, he's going to be tar. Well, the kuli amul mishum gusha avalachop over here. Behavkumifkli, this is machlekas. The Rebbe, the Metama, the Rebbe says he's tummy kusaver. He holds all zark lav shmeol. Moving oil is not literally thrown oil is not considered an oil. Well, have a second difference, not a separation between him and the land. Kumadim halach mamashal gavikarkadam. It's as if he's actually walking on the ground. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda suffered the shmeol. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda holds that it is indeed still considered an oil. V'hatayin, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. Omar Teva Malia Kalim Bizarkal Gabi Hemes Bahol Tme, Bakala Kalim Shibzakan Ulkin inside of it. I'm what we see from here, Kusava that he's holding. All Zark Lav Shemeo. They thrown oil, a moving oil is not considered an oil. Well, have you had Master Collins, not a separation at all. And when you say Menachas Toher, they came into Menachas since it's resting on the ground. Have you look at oil Kavua, it's like a stationary oil. Matzil Swapne Tum, and it separates, and literally saves from the Tumma, Velo Havi Oil Zark, and it's not like a moving thrown oil. Elukuli amal mishum avir. And at the matay Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says this tar? Shem lekasav because he holds ki nichnas eretz amin b'shet hevel migdal. Some person goes into chutzlaritz inside a box. Milsa the lashicha who it's not a common occurrence. But milsa lashicha goes to the rabbanon some which is not common. The rabbanon did not make exir. But tain the misayel which is going to be a help on nichnas b'koreinu b'sfinu b'iskaria. Klamer means to say b'sfinu b'dol on large boat sheish b'iskaria chesn iskaria which is a mast. B'koreinu halachah is called this al shem iskaria shabbat because of the mast. To turn, the Hainu turn. That's the mast. As he says, literally, but the Hainu mast balaz, which is the mast. Bishum the milsa the shechel goes up by Rabban, because it's which is common there for the Rabban making zeronit. Vahamastis and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and Mishnah will be Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. People say the kuli amal. Really, everyone's holding mishum gusha. That the reason the gzera was made was the dirt. The kuli amal nami olzerk shemay oil. Everyone's also holding the throne oil is an oil. The high, the command, mitzvah, the hocho, and that which you're saying he's talking over here is Mishal Luxever Gezer, Shem Yitzi, Rashi, Rubu, Chutz, Mishay, the Tevah, Migdal. Because Rebbe's holding that we made a Gezer, that perhaps he's going to stick his head and the jar of his body outside the table, outside the box. Rebbe Yitzi, Lugos, Rebbe Yitzi does not make such a Gezer. But Tanya, the Messiah, that's going to help him. The Rabbi Yisrael Einu Metama Az Yosi Rosh Rubo until Rabbi Yisrael is not going to say his tummy until he takes, sticks out his head in the majority of his body. What does any Rabbi Yisrael Behuda Liel Zerk Teva Malay Kalim Al Panei Meis Tamei? And that which Rabbi Yisrael says earlier, that if you throw a box full of vessels over a mace is Tamei. Lav Mishum Dukasar Oil Zerk Lav Shemei Oil. Not because he holds a throne and moving oil is not considered an oil. Al Dekim Dezerko, but since you threw it, Kamapik Lamitaris Oil. It's not considered an oil. Umashali is clean, it's considered a vessel. Lilum Kusever oil, Zark Shmei oil, but it really holds a moving oil is considered an oil. The Tanya Misev consistency, if it's resting on the ground, Tahir, it's Tahir. I forgot the Orchid and Metaltala, even though it's normally carried. Omer Chisda Loshan, the Mei Chilutu Ein Ulan Lomin, meaning that they say the Mitzur Muchlat does not count for Naziris, Elven Naziris Muatis, but Smachi Kibul Naziris Shloshim Yim. It's talking about we accept Naziris for 30 days, and the Tsarim became a Mitzur. Shos the Mehen Asur Yom, and then he counted 10 days of Mitzur. The Nichlat became Mitzur Muchlat, Shain Halol Yomim, Ulan Loit, Minaminian. These days don't count for his. Count of Naziris, Shim Ata Omer Oilun Lux, if you're going to say that it does count, Lo Yishtar Lo Kadeh Gidl Seir, Lachat Eklach HaShul Tzeras, he's not going to be left over enough time to grow his hair after you shave his head, because the Tzeras, Al Naziris Merubah, Shekibul Olov, Mei Yoyim, they accept upon himself 100 days of Naziris, and the Tzar B'Sochim in Nizirosai, and he became in the Mitzar during the days that he was a Nozir, Ad Shalom Ovid Lami Yom before 30 days passed, Nizkalach Vishdeh, the Gelach HaShul Tzeras, and he got to two haircuts, shavings, of a mitzvah whole since the nine nishtaros shem lamed yoyim since he still has more at least 30 days left could he get to say which is enough time to grow his hair after mechulutu oilon like min aminyan also the days of being mitzvah mucha will count the ain mitzvah lishmer elo lamed yoyim could he get to say
Taharil and Naziris, he's only have to watch and guard himself for 30 days of the amount of time growing his hair while Tahar for Naziris. After the shaving done for Tzeras. Mosav Rabbi Shirabia. We must have Daklis and Mesis and Naziris. What this guy, can you infer that our Mishnah is talking about a short Naziris? But we said their maskul moinim yad is going to start counting right away. But Enel Seser as a kohen does not knock off the first days. But he's in the zirus kohen. Which type of zirus are we talking about? Elim in zirus mutz is social shemir. Tell me, is short in zirus 30 days. The mutz is a marita. The Enel Seser as a kohen. Can you say he does not knock off the earlier days? Blah blah. Gidul seyal. After to glachlo shel tzeras. After shaving himself because of the tzeras. Look at that, and they don't have that over here. Then gidul seyal brachos mishal shemir. So you don't have growing your hair considered less than 30 days. Daf nun hey omid beis elalab in zirus. But become a masculine and yet no is a yom shomid by that day which he's standing on the mashal is a yom shalafne chilutu and he has to complete the days that had come from before he was a mserach cholot avali me chilutum yeah in oil but the days that he was a mserach cholot are indeed not going to count for the naziris. The naziris paschim yishim yom the e amarta the oil and the kusipin say counts lo pashali kere gidol say the achas the achas. He's not going to live the time to grow his hair after shaving himself because of tzeras. Hilkok, therefore, the Labasar Achim Mibayle, the Mesa of Tlas and Yem, and therefore, afterwards, we're going to force him to keep 30 days. Menazar of Naziris, the Isla Gidl's hair, because then he'll have the time of growing his hair. Masav, Rami Barchama, Nazar, Shahayah, Tami, Besafik, Amukhla, Besafik, Shinitman, Besafik, Binar, Mishon, Shon, Naziris, became Tami from a Suffolk on the first day of his Naziris, Besafik, Huloi, in Nechlet, and it's not sure if he became a servant of Mukhlet, the Nirpar, Biyom, Rishon, Shon, Naziris, and he became Tahar on the first day of his Naziris.